Happy Friday, everyone. So, I am finishing work early at 4:30 today, which is a very rare treat for me. And I didn't have a chance to do any midday ramble faps because I'm finishing early. Well, not finishing early. I'm just leaving. I'm leaving early. I promise I won't finish too early. I know I'm guilty of that sometimes. I do my little efficiency rambles. I don't know why. Like, I was just kind of idly pre-gaming a little bit, put my hands down my panties, and I feel like it smells like slightly latexy, and I have not been in any latex underwear, and have not done anything with condoms or any toys, so I don't know where that strange little smell is. Doesn't taste latexy, it just tastes normal. I am, you know, a very super taster, super smeller kind of person. So even if there's like the slightest hint of anything, I'm probably gonna notice it. I saw a video the other day from a fellow autistic person saying, yeah, I can taste the knife that cut the bread and the sponge that washed the cup. And I'm like, oh wow, yeah, I've never felt more seen. But if anybody right now were here, maybe they could verify. Am I just smelling some latex? Or is it something else? Is it just that it's kind of coming from somewhere else? Or am I just imagining it? Am I having a stroke? I'm having a stroke. Oh my God, when did I start doing dad jokes? I feel like I have done a bit of a dad jokes vibe ramble fat before once, and I don't know. Shut up, stop talking. More fucking, less talking. okay. Serious face. I wanted to talk a little bit today about Locktober. And I know many of you listening to this will be in chastity. How fun, right? How very fun. But one of the things that I've noticed a lot is, especially in my DMs, which I think are turned off now because I don't have time for that. I don't think. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But one of the things that I've noticed is the desire for that to be humiliating. There's a real lot of crossover between humiliation kink and sissification and chastity. And I don't know how I feel about all that. I love to see men dressed in gorgeous lingerie, and I love to see men in pretty little dresses. It's adorable. It's gorgeous. I think it's hot. And so I have this really hard time with, you know, talking shit about it. Being, you know, somehow that it's forced and something to be embarrassed about, or that they look silly, because I'm like, oh, it's really fucking hot to me. And then the same thing with chastity. I I get like, the turn on of, in some ways, the ridiculousness of being caged. And, you know, obviously there's a real delight when somebody's straining to get out of it, or like there's a lot of dripping and, you know, it becomes uncomfortable, right? That's kind of very, in some ways, that could be humiliating or degrading. And you can tell somebody that they're like maybe a bit pathetic and that they'll never get free, and that their orgasms and belong to you. And you can kind of make fun of them a little bit for making a mess everywhere. And that's all. It's all fun and good. But I also just, you know, don't vibe with the idea of saying that doesn't look hot. Like, it's fucking hot. You know, it looks really hot. It doesn't look bad. Okay. I can't say, like, that I am so into, like, any particular size of penis or any way that it's presenting without a gauge that it's, like, more attractive without it. I kind of feel like it's more attractive with it, or in some kind of compromising position, right? And that's not because I don't like dick. I do. And that's kind of why it's hot. And then we're talking about people without penises in chastity. I don't have a lot of experience of women's chastity belts, or, you know, I guess chastity belts for people with vaginas, I should say. But from what I've seen, that's also really fucking hot. But I don't see any of the same desire for humiliation as such. I've seen a lot of, I guess, maybe affectionate degradation. A lot of talk about being like slutty, or like so desperate that they have to be chained up, locked up, or some kind of thing along that theme. And also, I'm not sure how I feel about saying that that's a bad thing either. You know, I don't want anybody's hypersexuality to be demonized. And I get it, like, it's all about reclaiming that and fetishizing it, right? Like, if somebody's gonna say bad things, that you're actually reclaiming it by making it super fucking sexy. And I'm just externally processing this now, right? While I'm fucking myself, just trying to find out how I'm gonna relate to this kink, because I fucking love to see it. I love to see you all just locked up, whether that is because you belong to somebody else, and then that means that I'm looking at you or knowing what you're doing, and it's not mine, and that's fucking sexy, and that you're maybe being a little bit bad by getting yourself turned on, even though you're not allowed, and then you're feeling the pain of that and the frustration, and that's really fucking hot. Or maybe, like, you've done it to yourself, because you're so fucking horny all the fucking time that's the only way that you can get some restraint that level. Horniness is just so fucking attractive to me. Maybe you've done it to yourself just to make it sexy because nobody is playing with you or touching you or making you come, and you figure, like, fuck it, I might as well just lock this up and deny myself. And bring some power back that way. Like a monk or something. I love that idea too. But all of it is so fucking beautiful. I just can't. I can't see how it's pathetic or anything. I think it's really fucking hot. And I love to see it. And I love to hear about it. And I love to think about it. And the idea that there's a bunch of people right now hearing how fucking turned on I'm getting. Oh, listening to me about to make myself come, knowing that I get to. Knowing that I get to, but you don't, and you just have to let it wave through you. You just edge and edge, and you're gonna do this for a whole fucking month. And you get to hear me come, but you don't get to. I love it. It's like I'm taking it from you. It's like you're giving it to me. And I get to come 10 times harder because you can't. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh.
Fuck. Oh, that was good. It felt different to last week. I guess it feels different every week depending on where my head goes. Thank you, beautiful Locktober people. I don't really have anything else to say. I was kind of just thinking back through if I could remember anything that I said, call back to it, but I can't, so I should probably make myself a drink for the road. Just grab myself some seltzer or something and then head home. All right, bye.